Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We are going to talk about some of the things that Helper City has put in place to kind of safeguard the city, safeguard the town. And also, you know, we're going to get a Bear Fire update because it seems that it's in pretty good shape right now. But we're going to talk to Lanice and find out a little bit more about that. Mayor, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Helper City on Tuesday evening held a special emergency city council meeting to discuss fireworks and the campfires, outdoor fires, those kinds of things. What did you guys come up with as of that meeting?
After listening to both of our chiefs, our fire chief, Matt Montoya, as well as police chief, Gelati, we feel like it's in the best interest of all of our citizens to protect our community. So we have banned fireworks. We have associated a $1,000 fine for those people who are not exercising or properly following the ban. And then we've also banned campfires. And again, this is a proactive measure to protect the citizens as well as structures. We are so thinly staffed because of the Bear Canyon fire that having any kind of incident is just a huge detraction from focusing on those wildland fires that we need to combat.
And when you talk about campfires, you're talking about any outdoor fire. It doesn't matter if it's a propane fire, if it is a campfire in a, you know, pronounced fire ring. No fires outside at all. Is that what we're taking from this?
Yes, sir. We discussed that extensively, and we felt like it had to be an all or none situation. So council and I support their decision making in this process felt like, you know, let's just ban everything for the time being. And then we'll revisit it if conditions improve. We're in the middle of a severe drought. That's also compounding this issue. Our fire season has started a month earlier than general. You know, generally we start seeing these wildfires in July. We're seeing them in June. That doesn't set a good pace for the rest of the year. So we're trying to be very proactive, again, protecting our citizens' lives, protecting our structures, our homes, our families. It's got to be the thing we do.
And in a situation like this, is this something that you would have to have another council meeting to take it off of the books? Or have you set a deadline date that this is when it's going to end and it will stop at that point?
We will have to entertain a motion to remove the ban. We did not put a timeline on it because of the ongoing conditions. It's a very dynamic situation, and I'd really like for our citizens to understand this fire is like a living thing. It changes by the hour. And so in the best interest of the community, we felt like let's not put an end date on it. And then when we all feel comfortable, we will then release those bans. I would also point out that we're following a lot of what the state fire marshal chiefs are saying. We should be all exercising to keep our communities and states safe because of the drought and the fire conditions we're experiencing.
All right. And you had also mentioned at a date, a later date in a city council meeting, you could discuss a ban of possible like ATVs that don't have spark inhibitors and those kinds of things like that. Is that something that's on the books?
We felt like that was less of a priority. So our focus in this emergency meeting was really to discuss fireworks and campfires. But we will revisit those other items as the chiefs kind of dictate to us their concerns, because this action was really facilitated at the request of our chiefs, who have just tremendous concerns about the safety of our citizens.
Okay, so that takes care of that. Fireworks and outside campfires are banned right now going forward in Helper City. Another thing, let's just talk about the fire itself. What can you tell us is kind of the latest info that you've got on the Bear Creek fire?
So we moved into an incident two scenario, which really magnified the resources that were applied to help us combat this fire. It also brought in additional resources in the communication stream and other ways. They have been amazing to work with. They have done just a tremendous job trying to keep us abreast of all of the activities. We were meeting twice a day in incident briefings at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. We've now gone down to once a day at 11 a.m. where they alert all of the elected officials as to what's happening with the fire. So we're not impeding their work meetings where they're strategizing for the day fight. And then again, they come together in the evening to strategize the evening and how they're going to work the fire during that time. I was thrilled this morning to see that we were at 19% containment. Today looked so much better, probably the best looking day we've had in weeks since Bear Canyon has been burning. And I just, we've got to trust the experts. We have to allow them to do their jobs. And we also need to be patient with the dynamics of it, because while they may have plans for X today, they may get up on the mountain and it's turned into a Y thing, and they're going to do what they need to do. So, you know, when they give us information, it's the best information at that point in time, but it can also change rapidly because the fire changes rapidly.
Okay, so we're looking fairly good right now as far as the fire is concerned, but that can change from day to day, as we've talked about the fact it's a fluid situation. Is there anything that they're asking for the community? I'm hoping that we've got to the point where we're not having people go up and sightsee and those kinds of things, but is there anything that they need from the community right now?
For right now, we need to stay out of the work zones that they're in. That has been an ongoing challenge, and we'd really like to see that diminish or disappear and allow them to do the job that they need to do. And then I know for Helper City, I've actually asked them, you know, as this fire winds down, because it will, and we will get to a safer place, that I'd love for the city to throw a potluck dinner for the firefighters and invite them to our community so that we can really thank them appropriately, because, you know, these are people who put themselves in harm's way to protect you, to protect me. They're away from their families. And I just can't thank them enough. And they're doing amazing, amazing work for us.
Most definitely they are. And we'll keep an ear for that. And when it gets ready to happen, we'll let the people know. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And we're going to let you get back to it. It's a lot of great information. Once again, Helper City has banned fireworks immediately. There will be no fireworks. There will be no campfires outside. If you have any questions, I'm sure check out the Helper City Facebook page and the websites and all those things that will be on there. Helper Mayor Lenice Peterman, thank you so much for giving us the time this evening.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.